Being LGBT in Cuba has never been easy, but in the capital, Havana, at least, there's more acceptance and visibility these days. That includes the much-loved drag performances by artists known as transformistas. Deepa Fernandez has our story.
It's Friday evening at a well-known theater in Havana, the Cine Acapulco, and a quartet of dapper-looking men croon love songs to the small audience. They're a playful group of singers, poking fun at themselves and the audience. The MC for the show is Alberto, a tall, handsome singer with high cheekbones and a finely trimmed goatee. People walking by Cine Acapulco hear the music and pop their heads in. Soon, a crowd swells at the doors. People are enjoying the show, yet only those inside might know that this male quartet are actually four lesbians who transform themselves into men to perform. Offstage, Alberto is Argelia. And she describes herself as an artist, a sexual health educator, and a transformista, which literally translates to one who transforms. I'm meeting Argelia at her home in an outer Havana neighborhood called Mantilla.
The main premise of my work is to empower women. It's to give visibility to women, and not just lesbians and bisexual women. My way to do this is through art.
So her show is art, she says. It's also activism, with a pointed message for the audience.
They will know that behind this man they see acting for them is a woman, like so many women worldwide who are fighting against homophobia, biphobia, fighting so there is no violence against girls.
Her home is a tiny two-bedroom wooden construction. She lives with her partner, Ana, and Ana's elderly father, who's suffering from dementia. They don't have a fridge, so they have to cook and eat everything on a daily basis. Doing the drag show doesn't pay much, so sometimes, to earn extra money, Argelia and her partner accept gigs as male singers, with an important catch.
They never tell the audience that we are actually women. We change and leave after the show, and the audience doesn't know that we were the performers. It's not what we want, but it pays us. And while we don't agree with their ideology of not telling the audience, we get a lot of visibility when we perform. And hopefully one day we'll break through that.
Transformismo shows also happen in the middle of busy streets. It's where Miriam Reis does her show a few times a week, on a street aptly named Queen, Calle Reina, in the middle of central Havana.
I'm a transformista who is known for stopping traffic on Reina. I know it's kind of dangerous, but because of it, I'm famous.
Her show literally involves strutting out into oncoming traffic, straddling the double yellow lines in the middle of the street and posing, dancing. The street is her stage.
My whole life, I've wanted to dress as a woman, and my family always accepted me. They weren't critical, but because of machismo, some men don't accept people like me. Yet the reality is that society and even the planet have come around to see that this isn't some kind of sickness. It's our destiny.
And people love her. Alice Darlington Dickinson heads up a government network that protects the rights of lesbians and bisexuals in Havana. She says whether in the middle of traffic or on a stage, transformistas use art and humor to good effect.
Broadly speaking, it's a show, a cultural offering. And so far, audiences have accepted it.
She hopes these performances grow into something larger.
A transformista movement can happen. Today, there are individuals doing it, but they are not yet a movement.
As she prepares for another show in a local cultural hall, Argelia opens a folded piece of paper with some snippings of her own hair. She uses cooking oil to stick the hair on her face to form a goatee, and then she carefully uses a razor to give it shape. She's also deeply quiet during the whole transformation process.
It's really important that before we perform, we free ourselves from conversation. We support each other by holding hands. We share energy and make ourselves strong before we go out in front of everyone.
The crowd loves Argelia's performance as Alberto. He's suave, a charmer. And Argelia hopes her art will challenge people's conceptions of gender in a society steeped in defined gender roles. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Havana.